Well, there you have it.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
I appreciate it, man.
There were a lot of stories the last couple of weeks as to your mindset, where you were you thinking about retiring? Walk us through.
Well, basically, man, it was just, I had some personal situations going on. I had to take time to take care of, and Bill came to it, and he just told me to take my time and get my stuff together.
Was it retirement?
Matters I had off the field I had to take care of.
So was there any question that you were going to come back and play football for the Patriots?
I don't know about that. It was just like, well, I had to take care of my family business, and that was my main interest at the time.
Do you re-enter this training camp with any reservations about being here?
No reservations. I'm happy to be here. I'm glad, you know, they allowed me to come back and take care of my personal business. I'm glad they allowed me to come back.
So it's nothing to do with playing football or wanting to play football?
No, man. Mm-hmm.
What was it like being out there today?
Felt good. A little rusty, but felt good to run into somebody, so that's always helps.
Derek, understanding if you don't want to get into it, but was it something that came up right before training camp?
It was something that happened right before training camp's time started.
So it was a personal issue. It wasn't necessarily you were debating on retirement.
No, it was a personal issue.
And you were in contact with Coach and the franchise?
How long is it going to take you to get back to, let's say, because you missed a few weeks?
It won't be that long. I'm just going to keep working at it and take it day by day.
Were you working out pretty steady? Because you seem as, I mean, you passed the physical right out of the chutes. And were you working out? What was your regimen?
I'm in shape. You know, I live in Mississippi, so it's hot. So that's enough right there for it.
Yeah. Do you feel like you're able to fully commit now at this point, at this stage?
I'm here, and that's what I'm here for. I'm fully committed.
Derek, what was it like talking to your – did you talk to your teammates when you got back and explain what was going on to them? Or?
We talked, and everything's – it's understandable, you know. It's one of the things I had to take care of. Bill gave me the opportunity to take care of it, and that's it on that.
Derek, how much does missing the last 2 weeks benefit you? I mean, you got fresh legs. Is that
benefit? That doesn't benefit. It might slow me up a little, but I'm still a little bit ahead than I was last year, so that's always good.
Looking forward, what kind of timeline do you anticipate? I mean, do you anticipate getting out there for, you know, this Thursday?
I don't make those decisions. All I do is just come to practice and try to get better every day.
Derek, with that said, was there a certain relief as an older player who's gone through so many training camps not having to go through two-a-days?
Nah, no why, because it wasn't like I was just missing camp. I had too much on my mind, some things to take care of, so there's no relief there. So when it was relief once I was done with it and was able to come to camp. That was my relief.
Yeah. When did you come back? Was your first day back yesterday for training, or had you been here before?
I got back, I want to say, what was yesterday? I don't know my days right now.
Saturday. So Friday would have been Friday. When you took the test and everything.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a sense of how much you're needed on this team?
Nah, I mean, this is a team sport, you know. One person doesn't make the team. All I can do is help the team.
Did you get a chance to see the preseason opener? And what are your thoughts? What do you think of the performance?
I think we look pretty sharp out there, you know. It's training camp, it's preseason. But we got a lot to work towards, but it's a good start.
Right. Thanks, Derek.
Thank you, Derek.